You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. Coming up, new research shows that even if you're terrified to speak in another language, it may be the best way for you to improve your skills. First, after turning into one of the most divisive issues of the 2017 football season, the NFL now has a new policy for what players can and can't do on the field during the national anthem. This new policy, approved by the league last week, comes in response to players like Colin Kaepernick, who opted to kneel during the anthem to protest police brutality against African Americans. Here's NFL Commissioner Robert Goodell explaining the policy last week.
We think that we've come up with a balanced process here and a procedure and policy that will allow those players who feel that they can't stand for the anthem to stay in the locker room.
Robert O'Connell is a sports writer based in Minneapolis. His work has appeared in The Guardian, Esquire, and The Atlantic. His most recent piece for The Atlantic is titled "The NFL Tries to Push Protest Out of Sight." Robert, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So remind us briefly, how did this protest with Colin Kaepernick start, and what was it all about?
Well, originally, Colin Kaepernick was, like you said, just protesting police brutality against the African-American community. And he began by simply taking a knee during the national anthem. And it kind of quickly snowballed into, you know, it was referred to as the anthem protest, and his detractors would say he was protesting the anthem itself, when really that was just the most visible time for him to protest police brutality.
And so what does this new policy say specifically about what players can and cannot do during the playing of the national anthem?
Well, in keeping with the NFL's MO, it's kind of vague and gives a lot of jurisdiction for Roger Goodell to kind of punish as he sees fit, potentially. But I believe the phrasing is, "All team and league personnel on the field shall stand and show respect for the flag and the anthem." And like the clip you played suggested, if players don't feel comfortable doing that, they can stay in the locker room.
And so presumably the anthem would play, players who are out on the field would be expected to stand in a respectful manner. Those who are in the locker room would then come out after, and the game would start. What happens if a player does stay on the field or goes onto the field and then does protest in some way that is considered not showing the proper respect?
Well, that's kind of an interesting thing. They don't, at least in Goodell's statement the other day, they've said that they won't be fining the players directly. Rather, they'll be fining the teams that the players are on. And then they give the teams themselves leeway to penalize the players as they see fit. But yeah, I think that's kind of a way of, distancing themselves from conflict with the Players Association, potentially, even though the Players Association has said that they'll be looking into if this violates their bargaining agreement. Yeah, so the direct fines will go to the team, and then the team is allowed to discipline players as need be.
Hmm. What kind of reactions have we heard from players so far?
They've kind of run the gamut. There have been some players who have just been given out quotes like, "We're very focused on football and we're glad this is behind us." But there have been a lot of players who are vocally disappointed by the NFL's stance. I believe Torrey Smith of the Panthers, I think, said today that this made all of Colin Kaepernick's work to raise this issue, it kind of made it be in vain, made it go for naught. And he's just one in a chorus of players expressing similar sentiments.
What about coaches and owners? What are we hearing from them?
Owners, as you might expect, are broadly behind Goodell's statement, given that they voted on it. Although it's interesting, in the initial reports said that 31 of 32 owners agreed to this or voted in support of this kind of resolution. And in the days following, it was revealed that there was no official vote. There was just kind of an informal tally from which they figured how an official vote would go, and they thought that was good enough to move on. One interesting exception is Christopher Johnson, chairman of the New York Jets, has said that if the Jets get fined for any player's actions on the sidelines during the national anthem, he himself will be paying those fines. He won't pass those fines along to the players.
Hmm. So one of the things that you wrote about in your piece, "The NFL Tries to Push Protest Out of Sight," is you say that the NFL has traditionally, when faced with conflict, tried to separate what is in public view on the playing field and what is away from public view in the locker room. And this policy you see as fitting into that. Can you explain that for us?
Sure. Yeah. I think it's kind of no secret among people who follow sports that the last decade plus has not been great for the NFL on a PR front. And they've had, unfortunately, from their perspective, they've had a lot of practice in dealing with controversy, most notably being the concussion controversy and then more recently the anthem controversy. And in each case, I think, you know, Roger Goodell's quote, one of his quotes in the statement was, "We believe today's decision will keep our focus on the game and the extraordinary athletes who play it and on our fans who enjoy it." And I think you can kind of see that impulse in a lot of their reactions to various scandals over the years. I wrote about how, you know, they try to keep the symptoms of concussed players out of sight. They have these medical tents on the sidelines or they usher them away to the locker room. Similarly, instead of dealing with kind of the optics is a catchphrase they like to use. Instead of dealing with the optics of the protests on their sidelines, it's simplest for them to just have it kind of go away.
We're talking with Robert O'Connell. He's a sports writer based in Minneapolis, and his most recent piece for The Atlantic is titled "The NFL Tries to Push Protest Out of Sight." And Robert, just kind of following that thread that we were just talking about, you know, the NFL is seeing lagging attendance, lower viewership on television. There is the concussion issue that is not going away. There is the issue of protests. You write that it seems that the NFL is trying to maybe recreate or create this kind of idyllic situation that fans don't kind of have to be bothered by anything troubling, and therefore that's also protecting the bottom line for the owners.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's an interesting, it's obviously an interesting time in the sports world, as it's an interesting time in the world in general, but to draw a kind of parallel or contrast with the NBA. The NBA is often held up as the NFL's opposite in this regard. Their players, for the most part, are invited and even encouraged at times to be outspoken on social issues. And the NBA is in one of its most successful periods in its history. It's a very, you know, the NFL has opted to go in one direction. Other leagues have opted to go in others, and you can kind of see some results of that.
Why do you think the NFL is where it is versus, like you said, the NBA?
It's painting with a broad brush, and I don't have any numbers handy to back this up, but the NFL, I think its fan base certainly skews to the right of the NBA's fan base. And I think its average customer is less interested maybe in having his or her favorite player speak out than an NBA fan would be.
As we said, the issue of these protests going on during the national anthem at NFL games started with Colin Kaepernick, and he has not been able to find work with a team, and he and his former teammate are actually suing the league, saying that the league conspired to keep them unemployed because of their protests, because of their expression of this sentiment and this social justice issue. What does that say about where the league stands on this? And do we know, is there evidence that they were conspired against?
Well, to my thinking, there's certainly evidence that Colin Kaepernick is one of the best 30 people alive at playing NFL quarterback. And that's only for starting positions. So if you take into account second and third stringers, there's no real reason outside of the protest that Colin Kaepernick shouldn't have a job. So in my opinion, he absolutely has a case. I think the fact that they no longer have jobs, it speaks to the NFL's mindset. It speaks to wanting to maintain this illusion. And it also, obviously, it all became, you know, the stakes became much higher last fall when President Trump tweeted about the players who were protesting. And so Colin Kaepernick went from, he was already a very divisive figure, but became kind of the eye of this storm. And for individual owners, they probably believe that he's not worth the PR hit. But from an outsider's perspective, and my own perspective, it's unforgivable that he doesn't have a job because he absolutely deserves one.
Mm-hmm. And as we wrap up, Robert, looking into your crystal ball, looking at the start of the NFL season coming up just in a few months, what do you think is going to happen? Are there going to be players that stay in the locker room? Are there going to be players that decide to stay on the field and protest? What do you think we're going to see in those first games?
I think it's anybody's guess. There have been players who have said they won't let this ruling stop them. Dwayne Smoot of Jacksonville tweeted out when the news broke, he said, "Find me. You can't change my opinion and you can't stop my protest." There's even been, I haven't vetted these very carefully, I've just seen them in the last couple hours, but there have been reports that certain players are talking about even sitting out games until Kaepernick and his teammate Eric Reed, or his former teammate Eric Reed, have jobs. So I don't think we've heard the end of this. I think if anything, the owner's actions may just make the protests all the more urgent and relevant to the continued goings-on of the league.
Well, Robert, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Robert O'Connell is a sports writer based in Minneapolis. His work has appeared in The Guardian, Esquire, and The Atlantic. His most recent piece for The Atlantic is titled "The NFL Tries to Push Protest Out of Sight," and he was with us to talk about the NFL's newly announced protest policy.